This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have our special segment for you today. 69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Personal trainer Jason Rosal has released a series of videos called Sexercise, meant to help people get fit in life and in the bedroom. There are exercises aiming at helping you with your pelvic floor, cardio endurance, and lots of thrusts while you squat. This is the kind of motivation we need to hit our New Year's resolutions.
An 80-person sex party was broken up in Queens, New York. Authorities were called to a local swingers bar after there were complaints of loud music, where they found multiple couples having sex without masks and not observing social distancing, obviously. Like you, we can't wait for sex parties to return, but wait a few more months, please.
A recent study shows that there is no individual gay gene. The researchers could not find any one gene linked with same-sex sexual behavior. Five genetic variants did appear significantly linked to sexual orientation, and thousands more also seem to be involved to a lesser extent. It takes a village.
Matthew McConaughey wrote in his memoir that his father died of a heart attack during sex with his mother. But this is not a common occurrence. In a study, researchers examined 4,500 people who experienced cardiac arrest, and less than 1% occurred during sexual activity. So keep on banging, boomers!
And in more local news, everything in the world is shut down and it's freezing cold, so local singles are asking, how the hell are we supposed to date? To be clear, it is this local single that is asking.
And a final reminder that it is officially 2021. May 2020 be banished from all our lives forever to return to the horrible hellscape from whence it came.
Bye, bitch!
Here we are in a little episode talking about a little dick. So little dickless.
We are now in the realm of verbal humiliation, folks. We're talking about small penis humiliation, SPH.
Yes, baby.
For those who know.
A form of sexual masochism.
Mm. Right, sure. Erotic humiliation. I wasn't really super versed in the world of SPH before starting this pod, I gotta say.
It's all I did.
In real life.
Yeah, my whole life is just SPH. I'm half kidding. I feel like you'd think that I'd be into SPH and I pride myself on...
Yeah, you're a mouthy gal.
Being a mouthy gal, but...
You don't want to be on her bad side.
You don't want to be on my bad side. But it's an interesting topic because I also have been very vocal in life and on the show about like size not mattering so much.
Right. Totally.
So I'm not actually running around to my friends being like, you and your tiny dick, because I think it's a stupid insult. But this is a fascinating like field of fetish. Yeah,
it really is. And like sometimes people who are into SPH don't even necessarily have a small penis, you know?
Yes. That was definitely one of the more fascinating parts of this research, is that actually the folks with the largest proportion, like in survey, like, oh, do you want to, or like, have you done anything to try and increase your penis size? The majority of men who have done that have average sized penises. It's actually more so just about insecurity and less about actual size.
Right. I mean, important to note, the U.S. average is 5.6 inches. So, you know. Yeah, I'm fascinated by it. I mean, I'm fascinated by it about like humiliation, like being eroticized in general. Just because as someone who was bullied a lot as a child, I could never imagine that wanting to be brought into the bedroom. But I felt like when I was like researching this, I couldn't, there isn't like a hard and fast rule about like why people are into being humiliated or turned on by humiliation.
Yes. And some of the articles we read, I thought it was sort of fascinating that some of them stemmed from like one specific experience or like even a specific person humiliating them or being like, yeah, I was sort of tortured in high school and now it's a kink, which is really, really interesting to me. But it does seem like there's a whole wide world there. And, and like, good on you. Like, what a fucking brilliant fetish to have, frankly. Like, how amazing to be like, I want you to make fun of my dick. Like, I don't know. It just, it just feels smart. Like, even like, if whether or not you have a quote unquote, like, categorized as a micro penis, like, it's so cool to be like, I'm into it. Here's why.
You're owning it. You're owning it. You know, which I like too. It's just, it's fascinating to me that, like, you could even, like, we always talk about how sex is power dynamics, right? And, and like, the idea that the bigger the penis, like, the more power you have, you know? I don't really love that idea. But it is fascinating to me that it's, like, so, you're so mentally wrapped up in it that, like, the thought of someone, like, you know, defiling your, the state of your manhood just by talking about your penis size gets you horny.
Yeah. Well, some of these articles too, particularly the one in Cosmo where they interviewed a few different people they found on Reddit who had this fetish. One of them, from the way he was talking, sounded like, oh, I'm like a boss in my real life. And I don't even think necessarily had a particularly small penis, but loved SPH because he loved submitting power. So it correlates to those power dynamics that we're always talking about.
Right.
And makes sense. You know, we talk about like alpha women being like, actually, I want rough sex. I want to be dominated in the bedroom.
Right.
So it's interesting for alpha men to be like, make fun of my dick, make me feel small.
I mean, I do get it because like I'm someone who's like turned on by subversion just because like I like to watch like a woman dominating a man. So my mind understands it, but still I'm like, I'm as someone who's like, you know, could cry at like the drop of a hat. I'm like, what? Like, how far is too far? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like, aren't you like worried about like the, but I mean, you know, like all kinks and fetishes and BDSM and power dynamics, you're operating in a safe space with consent and rules and boundaries. So yeah, so hopefully there isn't a long lasting emotional and mental effects of your genitalia being humiliating.
Yeah, if it's your fetish, you're leading the way. In a lot of cases, these guys are like, this is something I like, and here's how I like it. And, you know, like, in most cases, it seems like there has to be a discussion with a partner and an introduction of the kink, and like, how do we navigate this? So there is a level of control there.
Right.
You know, I imagine for these guys, they get to set forth how they want to be fucked with. Then there might be situations where it's like, well, you went a little too far. But if you're asking someone to just humiliate their dick, unless someone's like, and you're emotionally unavailable, like, you'd have to sort of step outside of the territory to like fuck it up, I would think.
That's true.
You're like, hey, I didn't
your
ask
mom
you to,
never
like,
loved you.
I didn't ask you to just like generally be mean. It's specifically about my dick, you know?
Right. And that's what I feel like when I watch porn with doms. I like the doms that are more, that aren't like disgusted or actually like super bratty and mean. Like, I like a more like gentle kind of teasing. You know, we'll talk about this when we talk about the two videos, but like, I feel like there's a like a successful like there's a difference. There's obviously like a spectrum of like how to be a dom, but
of course
I like the tactics that are more like playful. If that makes sense.
Interesting, because I feel like And we'll get to the videos, but I like a dom who really goes for it. Like who fucking tears into you and like, it's believable. I think that's super hard to achieve, especially in a video that isn't customized. Anything that's just presented to the public is going to have an extra hurdle of like authenticity to get over. So fascinating, but we'll get to it. We'll get into that a little
bit.
We'll
talk about
it. Yeah. Right.
Here's a fun fact that I didn't know before this, that humiliation, I didn't think about this before this, but like humiliation requires another person, right? You know, like that's the difference between like humiliation and like embarrassment or shame. And but also in general, it stimulates the same brain regions that are associated with physical pain.
Fascinating. There's like no surprises there, but it's so cool to learn that, to know that. And this is, I also have a little tidbit I pulled from this Vice article by Margaret Corvid, who speaks from the first person as a dom who did a lot of this kind of work. This is going back to some of what we were already talking about, but that humiliation that undermines their sense of masculinity or subverts the social expectations imposed by manhood can be particularly potent and erotic. And by transforming that anxiety from something passive into something active, it gets eroticized. Anxiety gets transformed into eros. Again, I'm like, brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, like taking your anxiety and turning it into something hot and genuinely arousing for you. If only we could all just flip a switch and do that, you know?
I know. What a healthy way, maybe. I mean, I assume it's healthy. I don't know. I've started therapy in 2020, so now I'm just like so concerned about like emotional and mental health for everyone.
I feel you. I root for that for everyone else. I think fetishes like this are tremendously healthy if you operate with an awareness around them. Far healthier than turning into just like a sexually oppressed incel who joins a cult and becomes a white supremacist. See our other episodes. There is a real path there.
And even in that one article that we were sent with Stoya, she has like an advice column. Like she was like this woman was, you know, wrote in being like, my boyfriend wants me to humiliate him and like make fun of his like small dick. And I think he should see a therapist. And
does he need therapy?
She's like, no. If anything, this is like a really healthy way for him to come to this realization.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
I mean, certainly therapy is welcome at any time and always a healthy thing to do. But this isn't, oh, no, like send him to conversion camp, like everything's fine.
Also interesting to note in that same article that you were talking about in Vice, another sex worker who practices small penis humiliation with clients was like, I find it disgusting that in order to humiliate the genitalia of a man, it's often very effective to label it as the genitalia of a woman. You know, it's like the message that this sends is that we don't value women or the genitalia of women in our society as much as we do the genitalia of man.
Yeah, that actually did bump me in one of the videos that we'll talk about in a second. Where I was like, huh. And it also just felt
like, is it that bad that it's a clit? Like, that just feels transphobic.
Exactly. Like, it got into like territory of like, ooh, this feels like it could be transphobic or it could just be like generally misogynistic or just tricky. And I think it, you know, it works if you're just insulting the specific. I mean, again, this goes back to me being like, I'm not a size queen. I don't think that size tremendously matters because blah, 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 like penetrative sex doesn't make most people with vaginas come.
No.
But I get that, you know, you want to have your dick made fun of and we want to do that for you in whatever capacity you want. But I think there's ways to do that, like call it a mini muffin or a dicklet. Oh my God. Some of the words, by the way,
that
were just peppered into these articles are like, oh, you know, she calls me a dicklet or an acorn cock or millimeter Peter.
Wait, this is funny that you bring this up because when I was researching this, I found this woman, Becky Embers, who's a smut author, a single mom, blog owner, an occasional humiliatrix, and she has this thing, this blog, this article that says 100 things to say to humiliate a tiny dick loser. So I picked three of my favorites.
I want to hear your favorites, please.
So this one is, a lot of them were, there was a lot of like really offensive shit in there, I have to say.
Okay.
And some stuff like even like some racist things, which I was pissed off about. But yeah, so these are my three that were
that up to snuff.
Yes. G Papa Smurf, I can't even feel that.
Papa Smurf?
But all I can think of is that, do you remember like that viral video from like somewhere in the last 10 years that was like, Papa Smurf, can I lick your ass?
I have no idea what you're talking about. There was a viral video.
Yes, it was a cartoon. It was like a rap song. It was like, Papa Smurf, can I lick your ass? He's like, yeah, bitch, you can lick my ass. And it's like literally the Smurfs. It's just the Smurfette and Papa Smurf.
Is that a song that was made for the video? Yes. Or is this like a separate, I know nothing
of
this.
Oh my God, okay, I'm sending it to you.
Okay.
Well, that's all I could think of when I saw this.
Big day, I guess. Big day.
Ooh, I laugh for hours. Okay, this next one. Must be convenient to take your fishing tackle with you wherever you go.
Wait.
But like, how is that convenient?
Wait, the idea is that the dick is the bait?
It's a fishing tackle, yeah. But I'm like, convenient for who?
That was just so specific and weird. I mean, I get that you're comparing it to like a tiny dick. Yeah. Or like a teeny tiny little like minnow fish.
Worm. Yeah. Okay, this last one. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm really having a hard time now. Stop me laughing.
Ooh. I okay. wish I was, I'm just a step behind you. I'm just right behind you.
Okay. I ate a baby shrimp this size once on a date with a real man while you were jerking it at home alone.
These are pretty good. These are pretty good.
I ate a baby shrimp this size once. Ooh, those were three of my favorites from that list.
Do you think if you're the recipient of small penis humiliation, you're ever like, well, that doesn't seem accurate. Like, yeah. Like
maybe you're so far into your subspace that like you don't, it nothing like bumps you. But
yeah, I would think that you're in your subspace and like the insult is like, oh man. But you know, like if you're like, oh, it's more like a mini muffin and not so much baby shrimp.
You've said mini muffin twice now, which really puts an image in my head that will live forever rent free. So
it's one of the most vivid, like tiny chode dick images I've ever come across. It lives in my brain rent free as well. I probably think about like mini muffin dicks like once a day. Like
mini muffin.
It's a cultural phenomenon. It's important, yes. You know.
Oh my God. Wow, that really kills me.
Yeah. Well, shall we move on to the showdown?
I think it's time.
I feel like there's no way it's going to stand up to you just losing your shit. Unless this is a mood and it'll carry over. I hope it will.
Oh, okay. I think it is. I think it's a mood. I'm sweating bullets over here.
Okay, you start.
Okay. Mistress humiliates and ices loser's tiny dick again. Small penis humiliation.
Not again.
I know. And she ices it.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
I thought
ice play.
It's ice play. I fully thought you said ISIS. That was like ISIS porn. Sure. I just 100% heard ISIS.
I mean, I was like, I mean, honestly, it's a porn hub. So like, would you be surprised?
Yeah. No, that's what I thought. God. It was like, yeah, we're getting into it. Here we go.
Oh, fuck. No. Ice play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we cleared that up.
To be clear.
Max is a feminazi, small penis humiliation.
Wow. Okay, so we're just really getting into some offensive shit.
Yeah, we're starting with problem areas.
Wow, okay.
We may never wander out of the woods. I mean, it is small penis humiliation, yeah, so I these guess, are some right. of the dark corners of the internet, right?
Yeah, I know. We said we were looking at everything, didn't we? Okay. Hypnotic small penis humiliation audio. This is just like kind of a regular title, but when I clicked on it, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that this exists. It is like echoing voices of like, look at it. Look at it.
Wait, and then there's someone like modulating their own voice?
Yes,
or is it supposed to be like multiple
and it's,
people?
No, it's like modulating their own voice and it's like
look
echoing.
At it. Look at it.
And then it's like ding. Ding, like sound, like a hypnosis.
Like we're
like
in an
bells.
Elevator and
yeah,
she's
in the background.
Hurrying to humiliate you before like, she has to get off like, of her floor.
No, it's like some sort of like Pavlovian response I'm sure that she's looking for, but it's like, this is the most insane thing that this person, also she has like the captions across the screen too, so in case you weren't, you can get the information.
You can
ways.
Read your humiliation as well as hear it.
Exactly.
Honestly, inclusive of her, I appreciate
it. Right, so.
All right. Here we go. Goddess Barbie fuck with humiliator on her folied cuckold husband at sauna.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa. Folied?
Humiliator?
Yeah. I'm more concerned about the foley. Like, is there a foley artist involved?
So it's spelled F-O-L-I-E-D. I'm wondering if they thought follied. Like, they looked up cuckold and they were like... Shakespearean era, like, ah,
follies.
The folly of a cuckold. Like, where did we get this translation?
What do we think that means?
I don't know. Foolish, follied, I don't know. Yeah. Also, yeah. Humiliator is sort of presented as a noun. Like, I just think of, like, fascinator, that, like, bizarre word for those, like, right. fancy hats we wore a century ago.
Yep.
Like, I'm just confused by everything. Goddess Barbie fuck with humiliator on her folied cuckold husband. On her folied cuckold husband.
I can't tell how many people are involved.
Et sauna. There's literally single, like, word part that's correct here. Like, or parts of speech, I should say.
I've gleaned nothing from this title.
Yeah, none of the information is clear. I'm pretty sure there's a goddess Barbie, but again, I'm confused. Like, are we talking about...
It could be a real person. It could be a Barbie.
A performer, an inanimate object that we are animating. Right. Yes, I'll never know. I don't want to know.
Okay. Small penis humiliation dick growth pills fin dom scam by gentle femdom goddess Nikki Kitt. Lots of crossover with the fin dom and the SPH, I gotta say.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. Like, if you're a fin dom, how are you not...
Gonna make fun of it, you know.
Yeah. Fin or femme. Fin or femdom.
But
any
also,
kind of dom on the
but
on
also
the fem
gentle femdom
side.
But a gentle femdom.
Yeah.
I liked that. I liked the inclusion of a gentle femdom every once in a while.
That's because that's the kind you like.
It
you
is,
want
yeah.
your penis made fun of gently, but listen, it's...
Well, like, not gently. There's like a word I'm looking for and I can't quite figure it out. But it's like...
There's like
it's
an elegance to it, I bet. You want to feel like you're being made fun of by someone from the cast of Downton Abbey. Like, she's... Like, it's Maggie Smith. And she's got a class to her.
Yes. But I don't want it to be like, you're disgusting. Like, what do you even think that you can do with that little dick? Like, I like it when it's like, wow, that's a small dick. That is the tiniest dick I've ever seen. You know?
You like it when it's just, oh, I'm having my brunch and I couldn't be bothered. And I'm just stating pure fact.
Yes.
There's nothing
put
on.
Fact, it feels a little bit more casual. I don't know.
Yeah. You can't even be bothered to get upset about it.
Exactly.
It's such a tiny dick. Yeah.
It's just
like
a matter
that.
Of fact. Yeah.
It's a unique
it's
choice,
reality.
Rachel.
Yeah.
I honestly think you'd be great at this.
Thank
you
so
do
much.
This could be your line of work. I feel like I have one more.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Let's see. It's not your tiny dick. It's you.
Oh.
SPH, small penis relation, femdom POD,
wow.
POV, lady latte. I just think that one's solid.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah,
burn.
Well, that's the kind that we're afraid of. We're like, wait a minute, we've got boundaries and safe words, and I'm talking about tiny dick humiliation. So if you're coming at me with like, ooh, and your skin rash, and your mental capacity, and
right,
you know,
your
like,
emotional unavailability.
Yeah. You're just a piece of shit. I'd still fuck you with that dick, but it's you.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Small penis contest, and the winner is... dot, dot, dot. I'm going to guess it's you.
How dare you?
I'm going to guess
My
it's
penis
you,
is
the
ample.
Person. It's you, the person watching this video.
Yeah. The winner is you take the prize. I bet there's a bunch of like prize metaphor work in there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's well, shall we take a, should we take a break?
Yes.
Great.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back!
We're back!
Talk about how
Papa Smurf, can I lick your ass? We're talking about how your tiny dick won't do.
That's what I was gonna say, and then you had to Smurf my ass.
I did.
So okay, this so, is
yes,
Mona Wales mm-hmm. and Arabella Raphael. Arabella Raphael.
I think it's Arabella Raphael. Yeah, we've talked about her before. She was in a tickle.
Yeah, she was in the tickle bit. I just realized I don't know if it's Arabella or Arabella.
Yeah,
you think I don't know.
Yeah.
Great performers.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Mona Wales in general. I think she's stunning. And she's also a Fin Dom.
Mm-hmm.
I found her in our research when we did the Fin Dom episode. Mm-hmm. And a Fem Dom.
Yeah. She's a Fem Fem Dom. A Fem Fin. I can't do it. A Fem Fin Dom. I got it.
There you go.
They did a creative thing in this video by like having... little, they literally looked like molds of penises. Like what?
Yes.
What was going on? Were they tiny white?
It looked like 3D printed.
Yes, they look like clay busts of penises.
Right. Yeah.
One tiny and one very, very large. Too big for me.
Right, right. It was. I don't know if this was a custom video, and she just like put it on her many vids.
Yeah,
But
it might have been. It also might have just been like, let's just do some SPH and and put a little paywall there and make some money.
Right. So they were like, yeah, we're here to teach you a lesson, basically. Mm-hmm. And the lesson is that you, the viewer, have a very tiny penis, and it just is so tiny, it just won't do. And what they really want is a big ol' honkin' dick,
mm-hmm.
like the other dildo that they pull out.
Yeah, and they present this, just to describe it,
yeah.
the girth, they even are like, this isn't as long as I want, but the girth is good, and the girth is like...
It's a monster dildo.
It's thicker than my bicep. It's like
it's
thicker, it's massively thick, and it's, I don't know, 10 inches tall? Like
Right.
Very big.
Stands proud at a 10 inches.
And then the little one is like, you know, she holds it up against her heel, which was kind of cool. She's like, this is smaller than my heels, and they aren't even that tall.
Right. And it's like, what I like about this video is their attitudes. Like, it's almost like playground mean. Like, they're not like, I wouldn't even say it's mean. It's just like taunting. It's just kind of like fun and playful. And they're like, they just are laughing at you and like giggling.
Yeah.
And it just, that to me is more humiliating,
mm-hmm.
you know, than like.
And there is something
like,
about
mean.
Like two women together being like,
yes, exactly.
Oh God. And this, like, it's, you're not a real man, frankly. Like,
right,
you know, like kind of talking as if you're not there, I think makes it a little bit more enticing or potentially authentic. I will say I wasn't obsessed with this.
Oh, really?
But I think that's I think that is a challenge of this category in the porn space.
It's just a tough, it's a tough thing to portray in a porn.
Yeah, like I think probably the best penis humiliation happens with a partner or with a dom in real life, where they can engage with A, your specific preferences, and B, engage with something in front of them. Like the video barrier of being like, oh, like there's a lot of small penis humiliation videos that are like, that start with someone being like, what? That's your penis, which we'll get to in a second with this other one. Yeah. Where you have to manufacture this like reveal moment that sucks and then just like talk at someone. I think customized videos are even better than just like general penis humiliation videos. Right. So I do think this was like close.
It's so specific.
Yeah. It just for a time I was like, I do like, I get you on the like playground vibe. It just sort of felt like they were talking to each other and kind of like, I don't know, what do you think about this dick? And like sometimes it sort of wandered away from making me as the viewer feel caught or seen or humiliated, you know, like.
But I liked that they kind of ignored you as the viewer. You know?
Yeah,
like
I get
you
that.
Were so, they weren't even interested. Mm-hmm. And they were mostly just talking about, and I think that works better than being like, you're so gross, you're so bad, like you're like, you're not even worth my time.
Yeah.
In a video. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Like totally. I mean, I think as far as the video format goes, this is successful. Yeah. I think my thing is just it's a really hard format for video, because inevitably there's going to be a lot of suspended disbelief,
right?
Because I'm to believe that you're talking to me and it's my dick, and it's just tricky, but I think they're both great performers and it was a really creative take for sure.
Yeah, this is something like what, like the FinDom episode, it's hard to portray in porn because it's like an experience with someone, you know? Like even when, you know, in those articles where it was like, you know, men who are into SBH like talk about what they like and they're like, I don't even like the porn of it because it just feels so put on.
Exactly.
It feels so fake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I felt like they tried in this. But you know, there is some tricky territory always. Like we talked earlier about how like correlating like men's size to power or manhood or whatever is transphobic. And like, there are some times where it's like, anytime they say like you're, you know, men who have dicks have more confidence and are sexy and they're just real men, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's like one line that's like, it's just like a big clit. It's just, and I like do the the clit play stuff for a bit. And I was like, I'm checking out here, but you know, it is part of, it is a trope of the
It's
category. So it's hard to navigate. I would have not done that had I been the dom in this position, but, but yeah, it's a really tricky category to pull off in porn. And one of those articles we were talking about, one of the guys, I think it was the Cosmo article again, which I don't usually endorse Cosmo this heartily, but because it was individual interviews with people with this fetish, I thought it was really valuable and it was pretty candid and just like, verbatim what their experiences were.
Totally.
Some guy said something to the effect that you're talking about, like, like I can't really watch the porn because it's got this inauthentic, like you're spending all this time insulting me, but he's like, what do you actually find? Like if someone's theoretically not into your small penis, they just don't give you the time of day.
Right.
So it's like the longer the video goes on, you would think that the more unbelievable it would become for the viewer. So it's just like very bizarre and weird.
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's a hard little category.
Yeah, it
complicated.
Is. Complicated. And there's a lot of crossover with other stuff like cuckolding, things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Gets just like like other territories of the subworld, like piss play sometimes comes into play, like water sports. Yeah. And you can't pee on me through the video.
it's true. Yeah, I did like it because it just made the viewer feel unimportant. And I feel like that's a big part of humiliation.
Yeah, I agree that they achieved that. And that was the best route to take for this kind of thing.
Yeah. And then they fuck, Arabella like fucks Mona with it. And she's like, is it in? Is it in? I can't even feel it. Like, this is nothing. It doesn't even, there's nothing even. And they like kind of flick the little mold and the little dildo and are like, this is just so tiny.
It really does feel like a mold. It feels like
it does.
It feels like something I made in art class and I'm going to paint later.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint the veins on.
Yeah. It's just it's just very like frank and matter of fact.
Yeah.
This video instead of being like harsh and, you know. I also liked at the end that they were like, every time you make a pass at a woman, you know, you save your time and send us $100 each. I was like, oh, yeah. There we go.
Smart.
Loved that. They're like, it's a public service that we're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do really like both of these performers.
Yeah, same.
So.
Yeah, it was great. My issue is with the format, which is sort of impossible to navigate. Yeah. But I think in attempting this, it was valiant. Yeah.
Right. That was from Mona Wales' many vids. If you guys are a fan, if you're into fembombs, check her out.
Yeah. So shall we talk about small penis humiliation from Scarlett BT? Noted in the video, the title card that comes up says SPH humiliation, which implies small penis humiliation, humiliation.
Humiliation, humiliation. Oh my God. This is from, Scarlett BT's, who's like an amateur on Pornhub, and girl.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. We're going to listen. It's so hard. Doing your best, trying to make your work. Right. But I do feel like this video is an answer to like anyone can be a cam girl. It's like, oof.
It's so hard because whenever we make fun of these videos on Pornhub, especially now when they've gotten rid of any content that isn't verified, it's like I like want to support all sex workers and be like, you go out there, you're doing your thing, you're trying to make a buck, I get it, I love it, but like there are some times when it's not up to snuff, babe, it's not okay, it's below the bar.
My first advice to Scarlett would be like, if you drank before you did this, don't do that next time, because it shows. I think you're drunk. You're wasted.
You're 100% wasted. She's going to fall over. She's going to fall over.
So she is sitting down. So don't worry. But she starts with like, "Hi, how you doing? You have a tiny dick. Yes. You could have a bigger dick. Seriously? Who do you think I am? Just some small dick girl." Okay, so important to note also, I was watching this, I was like, this, she is a parody of herself. She literally is doing like Megan Stalter's bit, but she's really it. I think that's her. Oh boy.
Also, she's in front of, it's important to note, she's sitting in front of a tie-dye tapestry.
Yes, which is in all of her videos. Right. Some of her other, I looked at the full archive because I was like, what's happening here?
Is she always drunk? I need to know.
Probably. Like, it's kind of hard to tell, which is worrisome. The other one that I watched in full was Funky Legging Twerk.
Oh.
It's silent. It is not twerking.
Yeah.
It is a white girl, like, sort of trying to get the angle to, like, vibrate her ass a little bit, and it doesn't work. And you can see more of the room. That tapestry is, like, hung next to, like, a bookshelf in what I feel like is, like, her parents' office or something. Right. It's just unsettling.
She also says the R word out of nowhere, which I was like, what's that for?
Yeah. Just thrown in there, which makes me feel better about, like, giving her shit. Like, you're sloppy and not inclusive. Yeah. So we're gonna
tiny dicks don't matter. That's also something that she says.
A little triggering, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. She also said a couple things where I was like, wait, now this is like hot in the wrong way. Like at one point she was like, I just want to put you between my breasts right now and swallow your dick whole because it's so tiny. And I was like,
what?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And then she sort of goes off on that tangent. She's like, if you only you were bigger, then I'd be able to suck you completely dry. But fuck no, I'm not sucking you dry. Yeah. You can go fuck yourself. Like, I just feel like she's giving this speech as she's like stumbling out of the bar.
Yes, yes. She's also like, isn't acting as if there's someone on the other end of the conversation.
You know? Yeah, there's no like call and response. It's just like
she's just rambling.
And, like, what do you think? Oh, but you're a dick.
Motherfucking hell! Oh my god, this is not someone who's ever been trained in the rules of BDSM. She's never done this professionally.
I thought you were going to say like the rules of acting. Like she's not acting trained, because I was thinking about how this is like I was like, small penis humiliation is the ultimate like acting exercise because you have to manufacture like your scene partner. You have to come up with like the planned accident of like, whoops, there's the dick, and like react to it without having the. It's like giving the hardest monologue.
Right.
And this is everything gone wrong. Like, there's no listening. There's no motivation.
There's no listening.
There's no natural reaction to the thing.
It's true. What I think would have been nice is if it would have been like she was excited. Like, if I were to solve the problems of this video, first of all,
Godspeed.
Be sober. Drink, have a glass of water. But also, I mean, what I'd like is like the moment before. As we say.
Exactly.
Where,
the
like,
moment before.
Yeah.
Her moment before like, is, hi, how you doing? Ugh, you have a tiny dick? It's like, sorry, did you just meet him and he whipped out his dick? Like, what are we talking about here?
Like, I would have loved, like, I'm so excited. Like, let me take your pants off. Like, oh my God. Like, I can't wait to fuck you. And then it's like, oh my God. And then she like laughs at it and is like, that's the smallest. Like, do you think that you're going to fuck me with that?
Because yes. Tell no us way. A story. Yeah. Have her be like excited. Like, you
take
have made
us
me wait
on a journey.
So long.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, this is okay. Now I understand why you waited so long. And then it just gets like meaner. Yeah. I would kill this.
It just blows my mind that we're not hired to write for the porn industry. I don't know why that
happened. We sort of are. Like, we've sort of dabbled into that. I mean, we've dipped our toes in with some audio erotica that you'll all find about later.
Right.
Find
we
out
are
about.
Available.
I say, I'm interested. Great at writing. You'll find about later. Put that fucking smell
who's drunk
back where it came from, or else we'll have issues just teeny tiny. Ugh. I'm doing her script again. I have it in front of me. I can't not do a dramatic reading of it.
She flicks off the camera and then blows a kiss.
And says, later, loser.
Yeah. Like, this kind of femdom I'm not interested in, where it's, like, bratty and, like, hateful and, like, annoying. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel you on this preference. I don't buy it, you know?
Yeah,
and you're like, who wants to fuck with her? You know?
No.
Like, I don't want to fuck a middle schooler. Like,
exactly.
I want to fuck a classy lady who can't even be bothered with my tiny dick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I get it now. I get it, Rachel. All right. It took me a minute, but I caught up to you. I told you I would.
So if I were into SPH, I would definitely go, obviously, for the Mona Wales vid.
Yeah. If I were into SPH...
Or I'd get a custom video.
I would ask for custom videos
from
Mona Wales or someone else.
Yeah. Find your favorite femdom.
And or I would be open with my partner about
right.
this is something I'm into and could you help me with it? I again, some of the stuff from some of those like first person testimonials of like the wife in the grocery store.
Right.
Being like, those condoms are too big for you. Like, so someone can hear and it being sort of a fun game. Like,
I know,
delightful.
I did love that too. Yeah.
What a
where it's
fun
like
thing.
Having your partner be in on it. And
you know, everybody loves an inside joke in a relationship. And like,
absolutely.
If it has power dynamics in it, even better, as long as
you know
all
what people,
understand
love an
your
inside
boundaries.
Joke, and they also love an inside kink, you know?
Yes, exactly.
In a relationship.
Exactly.
Something secret between you two.
Best of all worlds, I say.
I mean,
I love it.
Well, hey. Thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, our website, girlsonporn.com, and also our Patreon, Girls on Porn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts, and subscribe to our Patreon, as Rachel aforementioned.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
Actually good.
For your tiny dick.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.